Yes, my name is Joan Wright, and I have been asked by Amy Files to read a part of a letter that you have received in full. I have a shortened version here that she asked me to read. I would like to state that before I start that, I think that Lyon Morse and their architect have done a very good job trying desperately to fit the requirements. And I would hope anybody who builds a hotel in Rockland, and we do need hotels in Rockland, do as well as they have. However, I am also of the opinion that it's just too high, and I wish you'd been able to buy the property behind you so we could have a three-story hotel built as nicely as what you're doing. Anyway, on to Amy's letter. Dear members of the planning board, thank you for your time. I realize that projects like this put you in a difficult position. There is a lot of pressure from business and developer interest to approve a project quickly, despite resident concerns. At times like this, it is important to remember that we all, residents and business owners alike, would like to see a successful project and successful business. However, for residents who choose to make this town their home and whose home is often their largest and only investment, we are put in a challenging position in which we must defend our homes and neighborhood from out-of-scale development. I have no doubt that if the proposed height was the same size as Rock City, you would hear only a fraction of the amount of concerns which are now being raised. But because the developer insists on pushing the limit of an absolute maximum potential for height, a five-story, really six-story building, which will abut residential's homes, it's important to take a step back and think not only about immediate concerns, but long-term impact. Here is one important issue that I hope you will take the time to consider and perhaps ask questions such as, will the applicant's request for a pickup drop-off area be feasible? Is it something we can safely and responsibly approve? Though the applicant would like for us to look the other way regarding this request, we should be, of course, be considering their application as a whole. The pickup drop-off area is clearly detailed as part of this application in its site plan. Its request for approval will be unprecedented to privatize part of our public street. And given that it is within only a few yards of an intersection and two crosswalks, not properly vetting this request as part of the whole project could not only result in a dangerous traffic situation, but expose the city to lawsuits and future infrastructure costs, such as having to move crosswalks or install traffic lights. Please take one moment to imagine what will happen when the majority of hotel guests show up all at once to check in, or even half. How will this one parking space be enough to handle the traffic of 10 cars all wanting to pull off to check in or drop off their luggage? Has the applicant envisioned the long line of waiting cars holding up traffic, or cars which will undoubtedly try to double park guests and their children stepping out into passing traffic as they attempt to unload their luggage? We understand that the applicant is not required to have parking, but they have themselves said they will not build a project without it. Given that the pickup drop-off area is absolutely necessary to the success of their plan, project plans, it is a component that we must review now, or we would compromise our ability to properly review it in the future under pressure of an already approved project. I realize that residents have a lot of questions and they may seem cumbersome, but they are important and valid questions. This project is unprecedented in its size and construction, particularly for our neighborhood. The project is its considerable impact, both physically and visually, should be given proper weight and pause. And it is within the planning board's right and residents' right to ask that the developer please propose a project that is more compatible with the surrounding scale of existing family homes, as well as the character of our residential neighborhood with which it needs to coexist. Thank you for your time and consideration of these questions and concerns. Sincerely, Amy Files, Pleasant Street, Rockland. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Ben Levine, and I live at 20 Orange Street. My wife, Julia Schultz, and I own two properties in the neighborhood. one on Orange Street, which also has an office, and another on Broad Street, which is a duplex, which is home to a photographer and a filmmaker. One of the reasons I live in the South End is that I can walk downtown in about 8 minutes through a very lovely area. When you walk from Broad or Orange Street down towards Main Street, South Main Street, you come across an increasing panorama of the ocean. When you get to the corner of Pleasant Street, and there is a reason why they named it Pleasant Street, when you get to the corner of Pleasant Street and South Main, it's a very pleasant experience. That's why we live here. We like to walk. We prefer not to have to use a car. So the whole neighborhood works very well for us in terms of our economy and our aesthetics. I'd like to say that that corner is the gateway to our neighborhood. It's the gateway to the South End. It is not an urban area. In fact, Rockland is not an urban area. It's a small New England town of 7,500 people. I don't understand how this vocabulary has come into play, that we're either an urban area or a granite quarry. The nearest granite quarry is 5 miles away, and I don't live in a granite quarry, and I don't want to look at the walls of a granite quarry, frankly. So that north wall really is a big problem in terms of what we see and how it affects us and how it affects how we feel about our community. I know that you have to make a balanced decision between need and impact. And I fail to understand the argument that we need more hotel rooms. I walk all the time in this town, and I work out at the Samoset. The Samoset has been empty all winter. We're going to have another hotel here that's 65 rooms or more. And this hotel, you walk by the hotel parking lots, and they're mostly empty for a good part of the year. I see this hotel is being built next to the coffee roasters. There's a chimney. The coffee roasting fumes are going to come right into the rooms. There's going to be rock and roll and large crowds for large numbers of weekends during the summer. I don't know, it just feels odd to me. The whole feasibility of it, given the impact, is unconvincing to what we're going to lose in the gateway to our lovely neighborhood where we have chosen to live. And I have to say that I find the, with all due respect, I find the modeling quite inadequate. I, as a professional filmmaker, we do a lot with AutoCAD and modeling, and I've seen much more effective models. This one doesn't really show the relationship of the building to the rest of the neighborhood. In fact, it has a building across the street from the hotel that doesn't exist. It has a car parked on the run on the wrong way in front of it. But more importantly, when you look up Pleasant Street to the west, there's nothing there. Like, we don't exist. The whole neighborhood's been just empty.
Yes, sir. So
I would like to see a modeling that takes into consideration what it really looks like from Pleasant Street. How is it going to really affect us? I feel cheated by this. Thanks very much.
Thank you.